Thank you so very much for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We can't thank you enough for all that you do for us. And Lord, we want you to know that we love you so much. We care so much. And even in these trying times, we lean and depend on you. But we thank you for your most precious gift, your gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for that powerful, 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 powerful resource that you've given us to be able to ward off Satan and all his forces. So, Lord, we thank you because the time is now, the time is now that we take back what Satan has tried to steal. We praise and magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen. The time is now. I was motivated. I was reading in the book of Exodus when God was given the laws in the 23rd chapter. And when I was reading in the 23rd chapter, there were some things that was very interesting that God was telling Moses as he was establishing the law. And when he was telling Moses about these things, I knew he had us in mind. And this, the thing was, they was establishing a government. Things were going on. The children of Israel came out of Exodus. And God had blessed them. So he was giving Moses some things that they need to follow. And some kind of way, God has been working on me with you reap what you sow. So I think a lot of stuff that we're dealing with now is stuff that we've sown years ago. And it's starting to harvest now. In Exodus, the 23rd chapter, in verse 9, I'm just going to give you a couple of verses. It says, "Do not or don't take advantage of strangers. You know what it's like to be a stranger. You were a stranger in Egypt." So I said, man, God, that's interesting, because the children of Israel was coming out and God was trying to establish the laws. He said, I'm giving you this land. You're going to be very prosperous, but there's going to be some strangers there. Don't you take advantage of them, because I want you to remember where you came from. That's important, because today we have to remember where we came from. And don't you forget where God delivered you from. Right? That's important, because as we start to minister and try to change the minds of people, we have to remember that we were once that. Now, we may not have been that, but we was that. And maybe not that, but we was that. But we have to remember when we was that. So as we take on the challenge of doing God's work, we got to remember that we was like that at one time or another. And God blessed us and saved us and brought us in and made us a part of his body to be an extension of him to carry out his mandate in the earth. And all the stuff that's going on, we think that, man, this is just crazy. But I tell you something, the time is now. Everybody say the time is now. Now, it's important because he tells you don't take advantage of strangers. Then he goes, you must not pass along false rumors. You must not cooperate with evil people by lying on the witness stand. You know, because we live in a time now, they say, how do we stop all this time? Kids are getting killed and people know and they won't even tell it. And so people say, I'm not telling anything because I don't want anything to happen to me and my family. God says, don't you hold it back. It's important because it affects the land. Stuff that you think don't affect you affects you. Right? So he gave them all these laws, and he didn't just tell them that. He said, because he knew it was going to happen. He said, you must not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you are called to testify in a dispute, do not sway by the crowd and be twisted by unjust judgment. He said, listen, don't ever let anybody swear you to do wrong. So those are just some laws he was giving, right? So why am I telling you guys about that? Because I think the time is now, right? And it's important because God created us in his image and in his likeness, but he created us to really carry out his work in the earth. And so how do we change people except we change? So we had a conference this weekend called the Discipleship Training. Some people came. It was really, really good. So the guy came out of Detroit and did the training. But he said something I'll never forget. I promise you, it's just amazing. He says, when God is enough, then I don't need stuff. When you recognize God is enough, then we don't need stuff. Now, I said, man, that's interesting, man. God, why are you telling us all this stuff? He's because I want you to know that I'm more than enough. For every situation, every circumstance, I am. Bonnie, you better be glad I didn't see you. You better be glad I didn't see you. He said that I'm more than enough. Right? So I want to share something with you guys in a short period of time, that the time is now. Raise your hand if you're saved. All right. So now, because you're saved, you have a mandate and you have it now. Now, don't be afraid of the arrows that fly by night. Don't worry about what Satan can do. We're in a spiritual warfare, right? We don't wrestle against people. We wrestle against principalities, right? So Satan is a spirit. So the battle is not people, it's the spirit, right? But God did not leave you helpless. He gave you his spirit, but you have to rely on it. But you can't activate it, live in any kind of way. So you have to walk in righteousness. So Jesus said it this way. If you seek God's governing influence, or he said, if you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he says, then everything else will take care of itself. Yes. All right? Now, what is he saying? Make God the most important thing in your life, right? Make sure he is the most important in your life, and do right on every turn. Now, here's the beauty of it. I don't care who you are. You always know what's right and wrong. So the time is now that you start doing right. When you know to do good and you don't, then you get whipped with many stripes. Right? Now, the beauty is you don't get the luxury to hide anymore, especially all you people raise your hand and say you saved. Because when he saved you, he also allowed his spirit to work inside of you. So every time something not right shows up, right shows up. So God says, I'm never going to let you get caught by surprise again, ever. So I'm always going to let you know what's right and wrong. Now you got to battle whether you want to do it or not. He said, but the time is now. If you want to change your community, change your circumstances, change your world, he said, get your life right now. Everybody say right now. Right. Now it's important. Everybody say the time is now. The time is now, but it's not just for you. If you are going to make a difference in the life of people, God has to be the most important thing in your life, because you won't care for other people. The beauty is you accepted him as your Lord and Savior. So now you're saved by you raising your hand saying, I'm saved. What I'm saying is, I'm saved and he's the Lord of my life. Right? Now, once God empowers you, no devil in hell can handle you unless you give him power. So when God equips his disciples, Satan is going to come up against them, but he said, no weapon that he form against you, through whoever he tried to form it against you, will ever prosper. Right? Now remember, no weapon. Everybody said, no weapon.
No weapon.
No weapon. No weapon formed against you will prosper. So when I start walking in righteousness, sometimes I'm going to get hit upside the head, I'm going to get punched in the belly, I'm going to get knocked down, but I'm like a palm tree. I may lean, but when the storm is over, I'm coming back up. Some of us, man, we want to be like an oak tree because we want to be hard, but the oak tree snaps in the midst of pressure. But that palm tree, man, because the roots go so deep, because the deeper you get in Christ, Satan's going to hit you. But all he's going to do is make you, it's like you said, yeah, you hit me there, but You thought you had me, but you ain't got me, right? Now, so God is trying to change the world, but he says, but I need y'all on my team. He said, I need you to get off the bench and get in the game. He said, this game, I'm going to allow everybody to be starters. He said, so you off the bench now. He said, you're in the game. Now, when you're in the game, in order for you to play the game, for those athletes, you got to come to practice. Right? So you got to know the rules. So you got to get into a relationship with God. You got to do some devotional time. You got to read your word of God. You got to get into a relationship with God. Because if God going to work through you, he got to get to you. So he need, in order for you to do what God wants you to do, you got to hear what he wants you to do. So that means I got to have some kind of communication with him. So as I talk to him and I want to carry out his mandate, if I don't ever talk to him, how do I ever know what to do? Now the beauty of it, you're saved, right? But you can avoid a whole lot of headaches if you just had a relationship with God. A serious relationship. Because some of you guys got saved when you was on your last leg. And you made this statement, God, if you deliver me from this, I promise you, you ain't got to worry about me no more until he delivered you. And then you went back out and did something else crazy again, right? So God says, listen, I'm bringing Pastor Duren here and I'm going to speak to you through him and I'm going to tell you a few things. So, and I'm going to give you some examples. So in 2 Corinthians, Paul was having a conversation and it's important. Now, I want you to hear this real good. He says, therefore, now listen to Paul talking. He says, therefore, if anyone is where? If anyone has accepted Jesus Christ and have a relationship with him, the old person is no longer running your life anymore. That's what he says. The new creation has come? I'm a new creature. Everybody say, I'm a new creature.
I'm a new creature.
Then you got to act like it. It's important because other people depend on you. They depend on you to do the right thing. You can't change. I was telling a guy the other day, I says, when you do right, right follows you. God put a principle in play that he says, whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. Now or later. Right? So, he says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Right? The old has what? But watch this here. The new is what?
Yeah.
Right now, you're new. Now watch it. What he's doing is he's preparing you for work in the earth. But then he says this. All this is from who?
God.
It's not from the pastor. It's not from Bible study, Sunday school, and all that. He says all this stuff that's taking place in your life is really taking place because God is working in you. Everybody say God in me. So then he says this. What did he do? He reconciled us. What does that mean? That means I was far from God, and then he brought me back close to him. Now, can you imagine that God says, listen, I know you're in trouble. I know you're out there getting high. I know you're fornicating. I know you're lying. I know you're cheating. I know you're embezzling. I know you're doing all these things. He said, but I love you so much. Even though you're a mess, I'm going to pull you close to me. He said, because I created you. He said, and I love you, and I'm going to love the hell right out of you. He said, and he said, I'm just going to constantly beat there, beating on your heart, telling you to do right. Satan's going to try to destroy you, I'm going to be right there. He said, I don't care what anybody say, I'm going to reconcile you back to me. So God, and some of you guys, man, God did it for you. He reconciled you to God, and you're so excited, I'm so saved, and I love the Lord, and now I walk different. I talk different. I look different. I behave, and my friend may not think so. All right, because some friends, they want you to always be what you was, right? But you know you knew. Raise your hand if you know God changed you. Amen. Now, your wife may not know it. That is a problem. She should know it, right? She should know it, right? She says, he reconciled us to himself through Christ. And watch what God does. When God did this, he reconciled us to him. And then right away, immediately, Anna, immediately what God did was he gave you his power.
Yeah.
When you accept him, he says, now watch this. Now I bring you in. He says, now when you go to school, now you got to represent me. So I'm going to give you the same power that I imposed on you. Now I'm giving you the ministry of reconciliation. So you're going to see some people doing some things wrong, doing something right. He said, you just love the hell out of them like I love the hell out of you. Amen. He said, you just love them. Don't talk about them. Don't run them down. Don't beat them down, because you cannot change anybody if you don't love them. Amen. Now, remember this here. Just like you did some things that was crazy, and the only reason you did them because Satan got the best of you. Remember that as you minister to other people, because the time is now that you was going through hell. Satan had you. God saved you, reconciled, and you said, thank you, Jesus, for delivering me. Now, this is important. So as you minister to other people and God has empowered you, he said, now, I want you to remember, I am you. I'm working through you. So I want you to see people, man, through my eyes. He says, now, the only way you can do it is you got to stay in relationship with me. Now, you have a kid, man, if they close to their parents, when they go away, man, somebody who don't know them, they'll see them, if they real close to their parents, you just like your mama. You just like your daddy. The reason why they say that, man, because they instill so much inside of you that it shows up in their behavior, in their mannerisms and all that, right? So people need to see the God in you. Now, so the God in you says reconcile, right? Now, the reason I said the time is now, because what we're doing, what I'm finding out when I'm hearing people is everybody is talking about people, telling them how bad it is, and then they losing faith in the one who can change them all. So we pray that God heal the city, and we said they ain't no good. They ain't nothing but a thief. But don't, now, because I know you weren't a thief, because you didn't steal no pen from work. And you didn't take nothing off the desk that the company bought. Because that wasn't stealing, you know. But Mike, you'll like this, man, if you bought all this tape, and then one of your athletic trainers decide he want to go somewhere else and take some of your tape that you bought, and he want to use it in his basement and run his own shop. He said, well, he got a whole lot of it. You know, he got a lot of money. He bought all that. He said, hold it, man, listen. I budgeted for that, right? So what you really did was you stole. I trusted you, and you stole. So don't be so hard on people when you say they thieves. You just ask God to deliver you. All right, now, so that's important. So he says, now listen, I gave you the ministry of reconciliation. So what I want you to do, he said, the time is right now, because I'm a right now God. Yes. I'm not a yesterday God, I'm a right now God. He says, so now today, not tomorrow, today I want you to start working as my agent and start reconciling people, man, back to me. So you should be running to people, man, you know ain't no good. Ooh, they need to get their life together. That's the one I need to talk to. Man, I can't believe she like that. That's the one God told. Soon as I say, man, ooh, they need to get their, that's the one God put on my heart. Say, man, I swear to God, my boss make me so sick. Oh, my God. They such a, that's the one I need to be praying for. Because I need God to reconcile. Because I promise you, I don't care how raggedy their life is. If they get Jesus, they're going to change them. Nobody ever really gets a relationship with God and Christ and never change. When he comes, he always changes you for the good. So why would you not be loaded with the ammunition and the power, man, to be able to change people's lives and won't do it? God gave you all that power that you can have an influence on somebody and you say, I don't care. He said, no, the time is now. I want you to start acting like you one of mine. Quit acting like Satan control your life. I hear people say crazy stuff to me like, well, you know, I get a God a little bit of my time. God says, man, I got all your time. You better be glad I don't take all your time. Okay. Say it. Thank you. Amen. He said, now it's important to understand that the only reason you're breathing is because I have an assignment for you. He said, and the reason I reconcile you to me and I save you before I save them, because I want you to save them. He says, because I know if you really go back to it, he says, I know y'all thought I did it. He said, but I really used somebody else to minister on your behalf. And they was praying for you. And they was talking to you. And they was discipling you. And somebody was saying something to you. And because they was praying for you, that God was using them. And they, listen here, working under the influence of God, they convince you, man, that Jesus is the way. And because of it, now listen, I know some of you guys think people in church are hypocrites. They ain't hypocrites, man. They just turn that we use in the church. These people are hypocrites. They're just struggling with some things in their life. Because if you follow them, they really love God, all right? But they got a battle, and Satan got them believing they don't have no power. Because once you know you got the power, nothing can stop you. Amen. And then you can change the world. I just believe anybody I talk to, I can influence. I believe in my heart, if I can have a conversation with you, I promise you, man, you'll get to know the love of God. Yeah. Now, I ain't got to talk about him. I just got to live him. That's right. Right? All I got to do is live him and love him. And then once you see him, you're the man, he all right with me. Yeah. It's because God is a spirit. And what comes from the heart reaches the heart. Yeah. Amen? Now watch Luke. Now I get you guys ready because I'm going to get you out of here. Now watch this here. Now, Jesus had some disciples. This good. This real good. So Jesus had these disciples, man. These disciples, man, was some young guy, unlearned, uneducated. They was a number of fishermen, guys running around like chicken with the head cut off. And Jesus saw them, and he thought they was pretty special. So he had a plan that I want to change the world. So what he did was he took some ordinary people just like you. And he took these ordinary people, and he put them up under his wing, and he taught them. And what he did was he trained them, and he kept telling them, I know they did it this way, but you're going to do it this way. I know you heard it was like it's here, but I really do it this way. And I want you to understand this. I know they told you, but I want you to look. I know an eye for an eye, two, but I'm telling you, not an eye for, I'm telling you, man, just because he slapped you, don't you slap him back. No, Jesus. I bet they said, Jesus, you tripping. Peter, like, man, Peter, you know, Peter had a gun anyway. They had, Peter, like, Jesus, I'm shooting somebody right now. Because he was cutting off heads, he was cutting off ears, heads. So Peter was a fighter, right? But he said, listen, you can't do all that, man. If you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. So Jesus said, listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to change the entire world by loving them. So what he did was he took these guys and he poured into them. And then he says, now listen, I want you guys to get this. Because when you read Luke, the 9th chapter, Jesus, everybody say Jesus. Hasn't went back yet. He has not died. You know, so we say about the Holy Spirit, once Jesus died and then the Holy Spirit came, the Holy Spirit was operating before then. Now keep this in mind. Jesus had not left yet, but watch what Jesus says. When Jesus had called his 12 disciples together, right, he gave them what?
Power.
Watch Jesus. Now you imagine, man, Jesus, I'm giving you power. These are ordinary people because we think they're so special. But they were ordinary people. So he said this. He says, he called them together, right? He gave them power and what else?
Authority.
Power and authority. Now, how can you do that unless you got it all?
That's right.
So Jesus, I got something that can change the world, and I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to deputize you. So then he says this. He says, authority to do what?
Drive
out all demons. Now, watch this. I want you to get it, man. Don't you forget this, because when you save, you somebody. He said, I'm going to give you the power and the authority over every demonic force in the earth. He said, power and authority, so when Satan come up against you, man, no weapon formed against you going to be able to prosper. There's nothing he can do, man, to win the battle. He said, now listen, stick with me, partners. So he said, listen, I'm going to send them out. So then he says this. He says, demon, he said, watch this. I'm also going to give you the power. There's going to be some people that are sick. You're going to be able to do what? Cure the diseases. He says, and so he sent them out to proclaim what?
The kingdom of God.
Now he said, he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God, and he told them to heal the what?
Sick.
I want you to go out and tell everybody, Bunny, that I am the Lord. And tell them that I sent you. Right? And you're coming in my name and with your authority. Now, young people, you better get it together. Because if you don't get it together, man, Satan gonna whip you like you ain't never been whipped before. You gotta know what you got in your backpack, right?
Right.
You got to know. So he sent them out and told them, said, listen, now can you imagine they scared to death? I'm going out there among all the wrong, all them crazy people, and watch this here. This is good. But look at verse 10, because I gotta wrap this thing up. After this, the Lord appointed 72. Now, he sent out the 2 by 2, sent them out, sent the 12 out, told them to go out. I want you to deal with these people. I want you to heal the sick. But watch this here. This is good. Everybody say, good.
Good.
Say, the time is now.
The time is now.
All right, now, so you're going to deal with this thing today. When you go home, don't look at your kid and lay hands on your kid and say, in Jesus' name, demon, get out. Because your son may lay hands on you and tell you, demon, get out of you. let's work with this. We got to have some sense. Right? So watch what happened. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them what? Now keep reading. Stop. So here's what Jesus. Now Jesus is about to do something. Remember now, Jesus is just a man. Now he's not operating no other way right now. So he's operating. He said, I'm going to run a revival, but I'm going to send you ahead of me. Now this is, I want you to get this here. This is a revelation. God is telling you, I'm sending you ahead of me to go break up the fiery ground, because I'm going to be the one that's going to deliver. Yeah. I just want you to go get them ready for me. Because
yeah.
The harvest is already ripe.
That's good.
All right? But watch this here. So he says this. He says, two others and sent them 2 by 2 ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them something.
Yeah.
I want everybody to read this here. Those who can't read, move your lips like you can. I say that because I was illiterate when I graduated from high school, right? So some people so I'm just helping you out. For those who don't, they don't know. It's who that girl sure can read, right? Read, everybody. Stop. He says, I'm telling you, everybody say right now.
Right.
The harvest is plenteous. There's a lot of people ready, but they waiting on you.
That's good.
I don't have enough people who say that I'm their Lord and Savior, man, that's willing to do this work. Are you ready? That's my question to you. He says, now the harvest is ready, but the laborers are few. What he's saying is the people are ready to receive God, but I don't have nobody who got the gall to go talk to them and not be afraid. He said, now, if you want to change the gun violence, everybody meeting about the gun violence. God says, man, listen, one can chase 1,000. So now listen. And two can send 10,000. I mean, if I can give just one of me.
Yeah.
So then what he says, everybody keep reading.
Ask the Lord of the harvest.
Stop. What did he say do?
Ask the Lord.
He says, when you get ready to go do work, man, don't go on your own.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to have some devotion with God.
Yeah.
You can't go minister to people, man, and you ain't got no relationship with God. Listen, let me tell you something right now. If you are not up to snuff,
okay,
the devil will beat the hell out of you.
Yes, he will.
I promise you, man. He will whip you crazy. You'll lose your mind. You're like, I can't believe this. They will wrap circles around you.
Man.
Right? So you got to have the power of God working with you. So you got to go to God and say, God, how do I do it?
Yeah.
How do I minister? What do I say? But here's the thing. He wants you to go. And he wants you to go right now.
Yeah.
Right? He says, go and I am what? Sending. Everybody says sending you.
Sending.
Now he's going to send you out. Right? Now, it's important to understand something. Now watch this here. He jumps down. But this is it. Listen. Whoever listens. Everybody say whoever listens.
Whoever listens
to you listens to me. Then he said, whoever rejects you. So now I'm bad, not for real. So now I ain't afraid to talk to Derek. Because when he reject me, he ain't really rejecting me. He's really rejecting God. Now it's important that I go to him, right? And now watch this here. If I'm right with God, he going to feel me. So then he says this here. But whoever rejects me rejects him who what? Sent me. So now, if they reject me, then they also going to reject Jesus or God himself. So then he says this. Read verse 17. Now listen, there's people in this room right now have went and talked to some people and the people submitted. And you knew that the devil had them by the throat. And you were so afraid, but you prayed to God and God said, what do I do? You said, God, what do I do? He said, just go. You went and you said, I can't believe, man, they listen to me. I can't believe they come into church with me. I can't believe they go to lunch with me. I can't believe they say they go to breakfast with me. Because here's what he says, even the demons will obey. When you go in the authority of Christ, he's letting you know, man, that the demons don't have no power over you. So he says, the time is now. We can change the world, but most of us are scared to death. We're so afraid that we won't do no kingdom work. So we save and sanctify Holy Ghost filled at home. And I promise you, we're afraid, you know, we're afraid to even do it in the workplace. They said, man, you can't talk about Jesus in the workplace. Man, stop it. You don't have to talk about Jesus in the workplace. All you got to do is be him. You don't have to talk about him. All you got to do is be him. Because what people want, they can feel your love. I done prayed so many demons out of kids going down the heart. They was acting a fool. I was just saying, They was coming out. I said, Lord, I said, in the name of Jesus, I bind that demon in Jesus. By the time you get to me, he going to be settled down. Amen. I said, now, Satan, loose him and let him go. I promise. I said, say you loose him and let him go. Right. I said, let him go right now. The kid out of control. Yeah, let him go. Everybody fighting with him. I said, Satan, let him go right in the name of Jesus. Let him go. Mr. Durin, I don't know why they're messing with me. I know. It'd be all right. Come on to my office. I ain't got to say it out loud. But I know what I'm dealing with. It's a spirit that grabbed a hold to that kid. Right? It's spirit that got a hold of people, and you can see the demon in them. But what you do, you mistake the demon, and you think it's them. So you turn on them instead of fighting the demon. And telling that demon, I know who you are. I know who you are. And God wants them to know. So then he says this. He said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He replied, I saw. Now watch Jesus. Now here's Jesus. I saw Satan what? He said, I was there when I seen him. And I know he ain't nothing. I know he powerless. Now, if God gave you something that you know, man, that can change your family. Now, church is over. Let's talk real life. So if God gave you something, so I'm going to give you something, Linda, and what I'm going to give you is going to change your entire life. It's going to change your relationship with your husband, your kids, your people in the community. And all that. He said, just this one thing I'm going to give you. He said, this is the thing this is the only thing you need. You said, so you mean to me it's going to change everything? It's going to change my financial situation, my stress level and everything? You mean to me if I do this thing, yes, you're going to be calm, Tamika. You say, where is it? Because y'all looking for a little pill. Because the pharmaceutical companies give everybody pills, right? And God says, accept my spirit. Yes. Accept my spirit in your life and let it do what it do. He said, accept my spirit and let it do what it do. And watch me influence everybody and everything in your life. I'm so powerful. My spirit's so powerful. You can think it and change it. He said, my spirit is so powerful. He said, you can just think it and it changes the dynamics. He says, when you understand who I am, I got to get a testimony. Alan, we had Alan Tompkins was here the other day, and Alan Tompkins came to us. Alan Tompkins is a part of the Covenant Domination. Derek. So he was saying he don't like all that speaking in tongues. You know, that's my buddy. He said, man, you know, all that because it messes up the folks in the church. You don't mess everybody up. So we have, that's what he's talking about. We was debating, but we was going back and forth. And he don't like all that prophesying, speaking in people's life, people praying for you. Man, I don't, all that stuff, you don't need all that stuff. I said, man, that's real, man. You know, I come from the Pentecostal church, right? I said, man, that's real. Oh, man, see, them people don't, you know, you scare people. I said, oh, man. So he came to church at Forest Park, and anybody know Pretty? Pretty don't care. So Pretty walks up to him, and she tells him, she don't even know this man. She tells him, she says, oh, you're going to be the Great Lakes Conference church plant director. Now, the director was there with him, training him. She said, you're going to be the church. Yeah, okay. Because Alice is his buddy. I promise the next day we got a phone call. The national church had called Alex to be the national church plant director and made Alan a part-time church plant director. Yesterday, he came here. He said, man, I got to tell you the good news. I said, what's that? He said, I'm about to step back from my church because they're going to make me full-time church plant director for the Great Lakes Conference. I said, God spoke to her and told her, right, now here's the thing. The beauty is, even though Alan, like, eh, he's so righteous, man, he's like, man, she might know what she's talking about. Right? So when God speaks into, and here's the thing. She was bold enough to trust. Now listen, y'all, man, I keep telling y'all this testimony. This is powerful. And I promise y'all, I'm going to be out here at 2:30. Now listen, she told us, Heidi, she told us. She says, the Lord is going to give you a large church. She says, I see this big church. We was in a little room having Bible study. She said, I wasn't even a pastor. She says, Lord said, you're going to have a big church. Lord, he's going to give it to you. It ain't going to cost you nothing. And he's going to be full of folks. You know, and I said, you know, okay, pretty. I'd be darned if the people from the Reformed Church didn't come and say, you know what? You guys can use this facility. You ain't got to pay us no rent. And for a year. And then you know what they did? They said, we're going to gift you the building. So we just got the deeds to the building. So they gave us the facility. They gifted it to us. Now listen. The reason I share that, because God, when you line your life up with God, man, God will speak through you. And there's not a demon in hell can stop. So when you're going out there to reconcile people and minister to people, you got to trust the God in you. Yeah. And the time is now for you to start seeing things and start speaking into those things. And start living right so the people, this is good, living right so the people can see God in you. And then everything's going to start to change. And you're going to start reconciling people to God through your life. Now watch it. The demon's going to rise up and tell you you're nothing. But don't believe him. So when Satan tried to get you too high, tell him, Satan, I'm putting this one down, partner. I bind this demon. And now for those who've strung out on something, I just want you to know, man, if I told people to stand up who God delivered, then you know he's a reconciler. It's people in this room that... Who's not ashamed that God then delivers you from something, man, that somebody thought you'd never get to stand up? Now, don't tell them what it is. I don't want to know what it is.
It was everything.
But I want you to see it was everything. I want people, don't sit down yet. I want people to see, and every one of them people that's standing up, man, somebody God sent to them to pray for them, and because God prayed for them, he delivered them. So whatever, you sit down now. So whatever you're going through, God can deliver you. Now, here's the thing. And whatever they going through, you got to know, man, God can deliver them. So if we're going to change the city, if we're going to change our job, we're going to change our community, we got to first love God and know God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all we can ever ask or even think he can do. Put your trust in God and be all right. Listen. It's so important that we do this thing right. We got to change. Ebony, I hear you. Every time I go to the funeral, you get up, I can see the pain, tears rolling down your eyes as you pray. You see your babies that you've been mentoring dying. Satan got our babies killing babies. Now, I know you don't think it's going to be you, but my 16-year-old baby that got killed the other day, he just went to pick his sister up. The boy didn't even go to parties. So don't think you exempt. The boy don't even go to parties, and the bully got him. So if we don't change the minds of the people with the guns, and I promise you, I told somebody the other day, I says, I promise you, you can give somebody a message, and when they get ready to do something, man, they remember what you said. That's how powerful it is. That's why you cannot do it. That's why the time is now. You got to minister. When you see the kids out there, you got to say something. You see adults doing things, you got to say something. And you do it out of what? Love. Don't judge them. Love them. Don't judge them. Love them. You are not God to judge. Let God do that. You reconcile them to God. Love them. So when they get in trouble, if they call you at 2 o'clock in the morning, you say, thank you, Jesus. Don't get mad. Can you imagine somebody calling you at 2:30 in the morning? You got to go to work at 6? Linda, that was God telling them to call you. So now it's time for you to minister. You know, I ain't got time for this. No, minister right now. Yeah. They say, I'm going through something. I ain't talking about your sister be calling you all crazy. I'm talking about somebody calling. And they struggle. They just, I don't know what to do. I ain't know who to call. You call the right person. Yeah. Why did they call you? Because you created a relationship with them and you made a connection and they saw the God in you. Everybody say the time is now. Now listen, it's important, man, as we get ready to close this thing. You have got to come together as a body of baptized believers. Love each other and love the people out there that Satan has got a hold to. Now watch this. Forget the people you don't know. I want you to think about somebody you know. If there's anybody that you know that Satan got a hold of their life and you want him to let it go, I want you to stand up on their behalf. If you, anybody that you know Satan has got a hold of them and you want God, and you want God to deliver them. Don't call their name out loud. I just want you to stand up for somebody. I want you to bow your heads. I want you to call their name out silently in your head. Dear Lord, as they come, as they think about those people who they know is far from you, give them the courage and the boldness to be able to speak life into them. Give them the boldness and the courage to love them despite their shortcomings. Don't let them see the flaws in their life, but let them see how Satan has grabbed a hold of them and trying to destroy them, and they're going to use every power that's within them to help Satan get his hand away from around their neck. Give them a desire that's so strong and so passionate that they do whatever they can to help relieve that person from what they're going through. Lord, we thank you for every single person right now who's praying for somebody for God to deliver. We pray that you give them an opportunity today to be able to speak to them today, whether it's through a text message, a phone call, or something, to let them know that they love them and they're going to be there for them and they're going to walk alongside them. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.